I'm joined now by Coach Bob Majewski, head coach for the Dodge City Conquistadors. And Coach, thank you very much for joining us, talking about the upcoming season 2012. And of course, Dodge City coming off a victory a year ago over Garden City, and the two rivals that are in close proximity, only about 50 miles apart. Last year with a 3-3 record, 3-7 overall, one of the key things that I think you really wanted to do was to go out and get better Kansas kids for your offensive defensive lines. And of course, you've added a lot of good out-state players too as well. But talk about that. What's been a key about being able to get that many and that quality of Kansas kid?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a good group of assistant coaches that really work hard at recruiting. And it's one thing to talk about recruiting, but it's another thing to be in the car, be in the schools, be on the phone at night, and be in the homes doing the visits. And I think our assistant coaches did a tremendous job doing that this offseason. During the recruiting season, I think the brand of football that we do play with the offense, we throw the ball around, and I think it's fun and exciting for kids to do. It's like playing backyard football, and that's fun. We're a high pressure defense, and kids like the high pressure stuff, and what it does, it really fits the style of kids that like to play the game. I mean, the thing that we need to remember is that it is a game, and obviously beating Garden City helped us out in the western part of the state.
Well, it certainly has, and you picked up a lot of those. Talk a little about the quality of your out-state players, too, as well, because you've added to that group.
Well, the thing is every team has really good out-of-state players. We have a running back by the name of Larry Wallace, who was our leading rusher 2 years ago, and we're ecstatic to have him back. He's kind of one of those stories of, has it all, loses it, and then comes back and tries to regain it, and we're looking for great success from him. And just his maturity as a young man going through the stuff that he went through. Sometimes our best learned lessons are our hardest learned lessons. And hopefully he'll continue to do the schoolwork that he did this past spring and continue to grow into the young man that we know he can be.
What were the key positions that you really went after to get more quality athlete?
What we did, we really didn't narrow down on one or two different deals. We went and got the best football players we could possibly get. And the thing is, most high school players, when they go to college, they change positions. And so what we really tried to do was just go get kids that number one, love to play the game, that are really good kids, but are very multiple in their positions. And instead of because if a young man comes in and he thinks he can only play one thing and that's not his position, you go to move him, that's where there's a lot of static starts to happen. We just tried to go out and get the best available athletes and football players we could.
Well, something different on this year that all the teams are starting off with a conference game. You have to start off with a top team in the conference from a year ago. And, of course, the team has won so many national championships in Butler Community College. Your thoughts about starting off in conference rather than non-conference?
It really doesn't matter if we start out to meet conference, non-conference. I just know August 25th, 7 o'clock, we're playing at home. And if it was a conference opponent, that's fine. If it was a non-conference opponent, that was going to be fine too, because that's when the game is scheduled. And, the thing is, we want to be known as a team who'll play anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere, and go have fun with doing it.
Coach, thanks for the comment.
Thank you.